Anuk Arudprakasam is a Tamil Sri Lankan author whose novel A Passage North tells the story of Krishan and his journey to attend his grandmother's carer's funeral at the other end of the country. Along the way, he confronts the lasting scars of the long Sri Lankan civil war and questions his own place in the world. Despite having no dialogue, the book is a lyrical meditation on time and loss. He joined Hannah Taus from Italy to share the books of his life.
So, is there a book that you read as a child or a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
You know, I can't say that I spent much of my youth reading fiction. There was a period when I was 7 or 8 where I read a lot of Goosebumps by R.L. Stein. I was obsessed with that series, and I do remember trying to kind of write little stories that were set in that style, maybe when I was 9 or 10. But that was just out of love for the text. I think in terms of wanting to be a writer, probably later when I was maybe 15 or 16, I just really came across a copy of Plato's Republic, which is not a novel. It's an old philosophical book about what the just society would look like. But that really inspired me to become or to want to become a philosopher, which is a kind of writer. So I'd say between those two experiences, Goosebumps and Plato, were probably my major childhood inspiration.
The stairs squeaked and creaked under me as I climbed. I didn't feel at all scared until I reached the second floor landing. Then I suddenly had this heavy feeling in the pit of my stomach. I stopped, breathing hard, leaning on the banister. Who could it be? A burglar? A bored neighborhood kid who had broken into an empty house for a thrill? Maybe I shouldn't be up here alone, I realized. Maybe the boy in the window was dangerous. Anybody up here? I called, my voice suddenly trembly and weak. Still leaning against the banister, I listened, and I could hear footsteps scampering down the hall. No, not footsteps. The rain, that's what it was, the patter of rain against the slate-tiled roof. For some reason, the sound made me feel a little calmer.
Lawrence Bouvard narrating Welcome to Deadhouse from the Goosebumps series by R.L. Stein, which is available from the RNIB Talking Books Library.
And is there a book that you'd like to curl up with on a rainy day and reread?
Well, any book that I would like to reread is a book that I'd love to curl up with on a rainy day. They're usually classics, I think. And I guess the one that comes to my mind now would be Proust, any book from his 7-volume novel, In Search of Lost Time. The text is so slow. There's something very cozy about it. He's often, in fact, the narrator is often in bed or indoors. And so the text has a certain kind of coziness.
We used always to return from our walks in good time to pay Aunt Leonie a visit before dinner. In the first weeks of our Cambrai holidays, when the days ended early, we would still be able to see, as we turned into the Rue du Saint-Esprit, a reflection of the western sky from the windows of the house, and a band of purple at the foot of the Calvary, which was mirrored further on in the pond. A fiery glow, which accompanied often by a cold that burned and stung, would associate itself in my mind with the glow of the fire, over which at that very moment was roasting the chicken, that was to furnish me, in place of the poetic pleasure I'd found in my walk, with the sensual pleasures of good feeding, warmth and rest.
Robin Holmes narrating Swan's Way, Volume 1 of Remembrance of Things Past by Marcel Proust, which is available from the Talking Books Library.
And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the Read On listeners?
Yeah, one book that I read recently that I really liked was a book by Jamaica Kincaid, Autobiography of My Mother. I've been very interested in books about mothers recently. My mother had an operation, and so I was thinking about, she's fine now, but what it means to lose a mother. And this book is actually about what it means not to have a mother or not to know one's mother, and about the kind of absence that creates in the life of the child. And it's very beautiful. It's set in a Caribbean island, which is not the island that Kincaid is from, but it's a really beautiful and lush and powerful book.
My father had inherited the ghostly paleness of his own father, the skin that looks as if it is waiting for another skin, a real skin, to come and cover it up. And his eyes were grey, like his own father's eyes, and his hair was a red and brown like his father's also. Only the texture of his hair, thick and tightly curled, was like his mother's. She was a woman from Africa. Where in Africa no one knew, and what good would it do to find out? She was simply from somewhere in Africa, that place on the map which was a configuration of shapes and shades of yellow. And he pointed his brownish-pink, pinkish-brown finger at me and said that I had not seen what I had seen, could not have seen what I had seen, did not. But I did.
Robin Miles narrating The Autobiography of My Mother by Jamaica Kincaid, which is available commercially.
Well, Anouk, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best of luck for the announcement of the final winner for the Booker, and very much hope to be able to speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
Like all the books on this and previous Booker Prize shortlists, A Passage North is available from the RNIB Library, thanks to the generosity of the Booker Foundation.